Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Stop punishing yourself. One day there was this woman who came up to me and asked for prayer. Brother Bo, please pray for me, I have cancer. So I prayed for her, and after praying for healing, we had a few minutes to spare, and I said, can you tell me your story? And so she said, 2 years ago, she discovered that she had cancer of the breast. And then she said, Brother Bo, I'm not only going through physical sickness, I have other trials as well. She said the most painful thing was that she discovered her husband cheating on her. And I said, I'm sorry to hear that. When did that happen? And she said, 2 years ago. I looked at her, she looked at me, and she nodded. And she said, yes. After I discovered that my husband cheated on me, it was so painful, I wanted to die. And then there, a few months later, I discovered I had cancer. You know, I told her this. I said, you have to make a decision. I know it is a difficult decision, but you have to make a decision to forgive your husband. Now, when you forgive your husband, it doesn't mean that you will not be angry anymore, or you will not feel the hurt anymore. No, forgiveness is a decision where you ask God, God, help me to forgive. Even if you cannot yet forgive, the mere fact that you are asking, God, help me to forgive, is already the start of forgiveness. And God's grace will take it from there and will help you go through the process of forgiving. It is a process. It's not done one time, big time, but a process where the Holy Spirit works in you. And then I told her this, you have to make this decision for yourself, because when you make a decision to forgive, then you are letting go of the burden and the pain and the punishment that you are putting on yourself. And you are saying, Lord God, help me to forgive. You're letting go. You're doing this for yourself. You are the main beneficiary when you forgive. When you let go, it is a decision, I repeat, not a feeling. So my friend, in our gospel for today, we have here Jesus calling on us to forgive the way God Himself has forgiven us. We have been forgiven, and so we also need to forgive. And once again, when we do that, we are letting go and freeing, first of all, ourselves from the shackles. Let me share with you something very important. Our bodies were designed to forgive. They were not designed to hold on to resentments. Or else, if we carry them for too long, intense, severe resentments, our bodies break down and malfunction. Can we pray and ask God for grace, the ability to forgive, and also pray for freedom and healing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, help me to forgive. On my own, I cannot do it, but with your grace and power, I can choose to forgive. I can choose to let go. I decide to let go. And I thank you, Father, for the healing that is happening, the freedom that is taking place in my life. Right now, this moment, I'm receiving that healing and that forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Do you want to receive abundance in your life in every single area? My friend, sign up for my soul food letter at bosanchez.ph. You will receive brief, actionable, practical, very effective advice on your career, finance, health, relationships, love life, and your spiritual life, delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up now.